Tips from the Top Floor, show number 62, October 17th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hello, I'm Helmut Hattler, and you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Oh yes, Tips from the Top Floor is very highly rated on Yahoo, and that's thanks to you, the listeners, who have done a tremendous job there. And if you like the show and you didn't rate it on Yahoo Podcasts yet, why not just go there and give it a click? The link is in the show notes at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Thank you so much. Here's a little program that a German listener wrote, and it's called JPEG Compressor, and it can really help you to get your JPEGs to a certain size, or, well, to a certain size in terms of dimensions, or to a certain size in terms of how many kilobytes it is in size, and you can combine those. And I'll put a link in the show notes to that little tool as well. You can download it in various languages. I think the regular version comes in German and English. You can switch the language there, so it shouldn't be a problem for anyone overseas. And, well, speaking of compressing things to the specs of an assignment, the pictures for the last assignment, for the silence assignment, are posted on the Tips from the Top Floor gallery. So check out what other listeners have done to interpret the silence assignment. And it wasn't easy. There are many very different pictures there. And I read on the forum that people were kind of having difficulty, but at the same time enjoyed a difficult assignment. So I thought, why not make the new assignment even more difficult? It'll start now. It'll be open till October the 23rd. That's just 1 week. And the topic is, hold your breath, Halloween. But here comes the difficult part. No pumpkins allowed. If I find even the tiniest pumpkin on any of those Halloween shots, I'll have to disqualify it. Go out, bring home some cool Halloween shots without pumpkins on them, and choose the best one, submit it for the assignment, and the images will be up at the end of next week, October 23rd, 24th. And let's get right into the topic of photography. Today, it's about sensor dust and what you can do about it. Now, what's that sensor dust anyway? Well, imagine you have an SLR and you frequently change the lens. Now, in between taking off the lens and replacing it with another one, the camera body is open for a short time, and that's a perfect opportunity for dust to get inside the camera. And I'm not even talking about very dusty environments. If you use a film SLR, dust has most likely never been a real issue to you. And that's because after every picture, you move the film ahead, so whatever dust particles end up on the picture are transported away and therefore don't have a chance to accumulate. With a digital SLR, that's a bit of a different story. Instead of film, you have a digital sensor, and this one doesn't move. So all the dust particles that get stuck on the sensor will still be there for the next picture. If you look at the area of your camera sensor, it's not really big and there's millions and millions of pixels on that small area, so a tiny grain of dust is fairly big compared to the size of a pixel. And by the way, just to be precise, the dust doesn't get stuck to the sensor itself, but to the low-pass filter that is mounted right in front of the sensor. But for the sake of keeping this simple, I'll call it the sensor throughout the show. Back to the sensor dust. What adds to the problem is that the sensor is an electronic device and therefore it's most likely statically charged. And static charge, as most of you know, is really eager to attract things. If you ever rubbed a balloon against your hair, you know how it likes to stick against the wall or other things. So from this perspective, an image sensor is a dust magnet. Now, luckily, the sensor is usually covered by the shutter blades and therefore protected from dust. And those shutter blades, under normal circumstances, are only open for a fraction of a second during taking a picture. But of course, there's longer exposures and other opportunities for dust to get onto the sensor. So, whatever dust gets into your camera and hasn't found a place to settle down on has a slight chance to get stuck on the sensor when you release the shutter the next time. So what can we do about it? Well, my first answer is, don't let dust get into your camera in the first place. I know that's easier said than done, and I've even heard reports where people said their camera came right from the dealer with dust on the sensor already. And in that case, getting it back to the dealer and having it cleaned there or sent in to the manufacturer for cleaning is probably the best thing you can do. You should have received a properly working camera after all. But how to avoid dust to get in the camera? Well, for me, that's simply a matter of lens changing technique. I've made it a habit to reduce the amount of time that the camera is open and to inspect the back of the lens that I want to attach to the camera before attaching it. If I see dust on the back of that lens, I simply carefully blow on it. The time my camera is open usually is below half a second, and I prepare this by unscrewing the lens from the camera but still leaving it on, while I unscrew the cap of the other lens, and then simply remove the lens from the camera with one hand and put the other lens on with the other hand in a quick, smooth motion. This way, I didn't have to clean my sensor since I had my camera. Having that said, I do actually have dust on my sensor, and I suppose everyone who owns a DSLR does too, to a more or lesser degree, of course. Now, please don't get too paranoid about it, because it's not really an unusual thing, and most of the time it's not half as bad as you think it is. On 90% of the pictures, dust is simply not visible. A dust particle on the sensor doesn't show up as a black dot, but rather as a circular area that is slightly darker than its surroundings. And on most pictures, you simply won't notice those. The pictures where you can spot sensor dust are those of large uniform areas or gradients, such as images of the sky. And even then, in many cases, you won't see it, because it only really gets visible or disturbing if you shoot a picture with a very small aperture. I mentioned that I have dust on my camera sensor, and one of the reasons I currently don't do anything about it is that cleaning your sensor is not a real easy task, and in the case of my camera, it's simply not bad enough for me to really care about it. I'm talking about two specks of dust that are located in the lower half of the picture, which hardly ever covers the sky, and even if one of them is visible on a picture because I shot a uniform area or I used a very small aperture, I usually use my software's clone brush to clone it out. But then, of course, there are cases where the dust gets really disturbing and you want to do something about it. One of the things that I read in my camera's manual, but that I have been advised against, is to remove the lens, set the camera to sensor cleaning mode in order to expose the sensor, and simply blow inside. If you've ever seen a camera body from the inside, you know that there are many places where dust can get stuck, and by blowing, you might simply stir up some of that, and this way get even more dust on the sensor. Now, here's a few safer ways you can use to get rid of the dust. The first one is called the so-called Copperhill method, and it involves cleaning the sensor with what's called a sensor swab, which basically is some sort of a small swabbing device, a spatula kind of thing made of, I think, rubber, some lint-free cloths, and a cleaning fluid. If you go to the Copperhill website, you might get the idea that dust is really bad and that you absolutely need to do something about it. And of course, you can buy their sensor cleaning kit for about $29. The second method I'd like to mention is the sensor brush method, which involves using a brush that you blow pressured air through in order to statically charge its fibers, which you then carefully drag across the sensor in order to pick up dust particles from it. And this one's marketed by a Canadian company called Visible Dust, and their brush kits start at just over $90. There's more ways to clean your sensor, and many of them together with their pros and cons are described at www.cleaningdigitalcameras.com, and I'll put that link to the show notes as well. My third method is to simply bring the camera to your dealer or send it in for service to your camera's manufacturer, which is exactly what I did with my first DSLR after I had some really annoying specks of dust on the sensor after almost a year of using it. But after reading a great tutorial by Petteri Sulonen, I have started to do the sensor cleaning myself using the brush method. But instead of buying a $90 brush kit, I'm using a can with pressured air for about a tenner and a $3.50 brush that works just as well. Of course, you can't just use any old brush, and pointing a can of pressured air against your sensor is a sure way to get into trouble, so please make sure that you check out Petteri's tutorial. It's well written and it helped me to save a lot of money and still be able to clean my camera sensor from dust particles. However, if you're unsure about cleaning your camera sensor yourself, by all means have someone clean it who does these things professionally. Your camera sensor is a delicate instrument, and handling it without the utmost care might damage it for good. Well, and that was it for Tips from the Top Floor 62. Make sure you check out the website at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Read what other listeners have to say and post your questions on the Tips from the Top Floor forum. If you have a minute, I'd be happy if you could give the show a rating on Yahoo Podcasts. The link is as usual on the show notes. And make sure you participate in this week's assignment, Halloween and No Pumpkins Allowed. It's open for just 1 week until October 23rd, so hurry up. And this is Chris Markward, podcasting from the top floor at Tübingen, Southern Germany. Have a wonderful week. Hope your weather is as beautiful as mine. Cheers and happy shooting.